Millions of people were on the move across China last week for that country's May holidays. However, on Hainan Island, hundreds, if not thousands, of scientists, engineers and technicians were not on holiday. They were preparing a huge Long March 5 rocket to launch a sample collection mission to the moon. Their efforts culminated on Friday afternoon, Melbourne time, as misty clouds covered Hainan. CGTN provided this commentary of the launch of Chang'e 6.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the launch of China's latest lunar mission, Chang'e 6. I'm Wang Mengmeng in Beijing. The Long March 5 Y-8 carrier rocket that will carry the probe is preparing for liftoff. It's now standing by at the Wenchang spacecraft launch site in the southern Chinese province of Hainan, and the Chang'e 6 probe will collect the first ever samples from the far side of the moon. It will also carry scientific equipment from France, Italy, the European Space Agency, and Pakistan. Well, the Chang'e series of lunar probes take their name from a Chinese legendary goddess who flew from Earth to the moon. Let's now take a look at some of the milestones in China's lunar program.
The lunar program began 20 years ago. Since then, China has carried out missions orbiting the moon, landing and returning samples to Earth. In 2007, the Chang'e 1 entered the moon's orbit, making China the fifth country to do so. In 2010, the Chang'e 2 also orbited the moon. Images it sent back allowed scientists to pick moon landing sites for its successor. It then travelled several hundred million kilometres from Earth, further than any Chinese spacecraft had gone before. 3 years later, the Chang'e 3 lander and rover achieved the first controlled soft landing since the Soviet Union's success in 1976. In 2018, the Chang'e 4 became the first spacecraft to land on the far side of the moon. In 2020, Chang'e 5 brought back 1.7 kilograms of lunar rock and soil. It was the first time in four decades that material from the near side of the moon had been brought to Earth. Now, Chang'e 6 will attempt to bring material from the southern hemisphere of the moon's far side. This side always faces away from Earth, making it difficult for a craft to land or take off without a relay communications satellite. If the mission is successful, it will provide a new look into the early evolution of the moon and the inner solar system.
We are going to see the probe is also going to look just like its predecessor, the Chang'e 5 probe. Our Sun Ye has a story about the retrieval of lunar soil.
If you know Chang'e 5 probe, the probe for China's first lunar sample return mission that started in 2020, then you will find the Chang'e 6 probe very familiar. But the Chang'e 6 probe is now facing a whole different terrain. To sample retrieve for the first time from the lesser known far side of the moon, it needs a relay satellite for communication. It needs to be even more efficient and time sensitive. It's also coping with more rugged moon surface. That's on top of all the suspense lunar exploration missions already have. The researchers and developers behind the Chang'e 6 probe say it has everything that is required of because it's standing on the shoulders of giants.
For example, the far side of the moon is more rugged, but we can choose a relatively better place to land. This is a process from rough to more defined, in which we first rely on images coming from the ground and satellites to select a general area. Then there are sensors that would help specify the landing place and ensure that it lands right.
Chang'e 6 also has multiple international science payloads with it.
The interface of international payloads and the probe are all standardized. The power circuit has been designed for safety. The international payload team and us have together conducted deep and detailed testing work on the payload's connection and more to ensure that they can complete their tasks.
The mission is viewed as a golden opportunity for science research. Until now, no probe had ever touched down on the far side of the moon until China's Chang'e 4 mission in 2019. Sun Ye, CGTN, Wenchang, Hainan Province.
Well, Professor, let's now also hear from a colleague. The Chang'e 6 will also carry equipment from other countries. And one of these is a French instrument which will seek to detect radon gas emitted by the lunar crust. So we're now joined by our colleague. Please tell us more about this equipment and what does France hope to achieve through its cooperation with China?
Yes, hello. France is hoping to contribute to this mission with its DORN Dawn instrument, which is going to be on board to measure radon gas, one of the odorless, colorless, noble gases. Also there, that instrument to look at the transportation of lunar dust around the surface of the moon. This is not the only China-France space cooperation mission that is happening this year. There's also the SVOM, Space Variable Objects Monitor. That is due to launch in June as well, the second China-France joint cooperation after the 2018 launch of a satellite by Paris and Beijing to measure and explore the interactions between the atmosphere and the surface. It shows that these two countries are working together when it comes to the exploration of space. That will be one of the topics on the agenda for when Presidents Xi and Macron meet here in person in Paris next week.
Ross, thank you so much for bringing us that from France. And Professor Yang, let's now hear from a colleague from Pakistan. Daniel Khan is joining us live now from Islamabad. Well, Daniel, good to see you there. We know that Pakistan is sending a payload to the moon aboard Chang'e 6. Tell us more about the payload and, of course, its scientific significance.
Yes, Mong Mong, I'm here at the Institute of Space Technology in Islamabad. I was here 3 months ago in March when students from the Shanghai University had arrived, and the significance about this satellite, it's called the IQQ, Q for Qamar, which is the moon in Urdu language, and it has been created in collaboration with the students from the Institute of Space Technology in Islamabad and the students from Shanghai University. They got together and met for the first time in March this year, and we covered the intensive workshops that they had, and it was quite interesting. I spoke to the students. They are very happy. This payload basically is about the weight is 7 kgs. It will be traveling on the Chang'e 6 probe. And what the professors have told me is that it is going to be orbiting the moon by itself. It's going to be laid off around 200 to 300 kilometers before the probe lands on the moon. And this satellite will be orbiting the moon. And it has two high-definition cameras, and it is going to be taking these pictures of the far side and the dark side of the moon, as they call it, and something that the whole world is looking for. As you can see behind me, all the local Pakistani media and the state media is here to cover this momentous event.
Sure. Well, Daniel, as you mentioned, this will be the country's maiden moon mission, the IQQ. Certainly, there's a lot of expectation and enthusiasm for it. Tell us how the local scientific community is reacting to this launch.
Yes, the scientists and the students and the faculty that have been involved in the creation of this satellite, they're very excited. I've spoken to them. They're saying that this is not the first time that Pakistan is collaborating with China, but they say that in nano satellites, this is going to be the first time that Pakistan has launched such a project. But they say that they are now looking forward to even more sophisticated technology shared by the Chinese counterparts as far as space technology is concerned. So yes, there is a lot of excitement inside this auditorium. It is full to the brink. Hundreds of students of the institute have gathered to witness this historic event.
A historic day for Pakistan. A dream of so many aspiring students to explore the unknown is about to come true.
It all started from my childhood. Basically, it looked really fascinated when look at the moon continuously walking with us. Okay, and I usually stare at the moon from my rooftop.
The IQ satellite, designed and developed by Pakistan's Institute of Space Technology in collaboration with China's Shanghai University and Pakistan's National Space Agency, represents a milestone in space cooperation. Made by Chinese and Pakistani students, it will be attached to Chang'e 6 mission. IQ CubeSat will be the first nano-satellite to travel into deep space exploration. It is also the first satellite collaboration mission between Pakistan and China, as well as the universities. A symbol of mutual trust and youngsters' exploration of the moon.
At the moment of the launch of the Pakistan at the STTU CubeSat, I'm very delighted to be part of this momentous occasion, and I can't wait to watch the launch.
In March, students from Shanghai University arrived in Pakistan to meet and train with their fellow Pakistani students. The Chinese team brought a copy of the satellite to Pakistan. It was the only time that both teams met and interacted.
Collaboration with China is really a significant and it signifies global cooperation.
Equipped with two optical cameras, the IQ orbiter promises unprecedented insights into the lunar surface. IQ has cleared rigorous testing and earned its place aboard the prestigious Chang'e 6 mission, the latest in China's acclaimed lunar exploration saga. But why does the mission matter for Pakistan?
It actually gives a big boost to our young people so that they can look forward to such projects and even more complex and bigger projects in the future.
CubeSats, renowned for their compact design and versatility, have transformed space exploration, empowering universities, research institutions, and commercial ventures to participate in cutting-edge missions at a fraction of the cost. This collaborative endeavor underscores the deepening ties between Pakistan and China in the pursuit of scientific discovery beyond Earth's bounds.
Pakistan seeks to enhance its partnership in space exploration with China. Experts say this joint endeavor will not only advance Pakistan's role in space exploration, but also transition it from the CubeSats initiative to more sophisticated programs.
Thank you, Daniel, for bringing us that from Islamabad.
30 seconds.
30 seconds count down.
The onboard computer is now in charge of everything.
Right. And certainly we'll bring you every detail from the launch.
10,
as the rocket
9,
blasts off.
8, 7,
final 10 6, seconds count down.
5, 4,
3, 2, 1. Ignition.
1,
you're now watching live feed from Wenchang Satellite Launch Center. China's Chang'e 6 mission blasts off into the sky. It's all systems go.
Yeah. So magnificent. And now the tower is clear.
And we'll have more about the Chang'e mission after these messages.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
On this evening's Space Show, we are discussing the Chang'e 6 mission to collect a sample of regolith or lunar soil from the far side of the moon. Well, with the Chang'e 6 spacecraft separated from the launch vehicle and its solar panels deployed, it was time for an official announcement at the launch center.
Now there comes the official announcement.
Yes.
Officials, experts, and the comrades. According to the Long March 5 data and the data and report from Beijing Aerospace Control Center, the Chang'e 6 probe has accurately entered the preset orbit, and solar panel unfolded successfully and functioning well. Now I declare the launch mission a complete success.
Bravo.
Big congratulations to our scientists and engineers and people who've involved in this history-making mission.
The chief designer of the Chang'e 6 will be on tenterhooks for the next month, hoping that his craft is successful.
So after the successful launch of the Long March 5Y8 rocket, the Chang'e 6 probe is now on the way to the moon. The whole journey is expected to last more than 50 days and poses a number of challenges. Reporter Wu Lei speaks to Hu Hao, the chief designer of this mission.
This is China's second time collecting lunar samples, but Chang'e 6 is to land and retrieve samples from the far side of the moon. What are some of the new challenges for this unique mission?
To collect samples from the far side of the moon itself is full of technical difficulties. As I said, we need the relay satellite, and without relay satellite, the probe wouldn't be able to communicate with the ground. On top of this, we have to enhance the autonomous function of the probe in order to improve the reliability of the whole system. At the same time, we need to adapt some of our facilities to carry these international payloads, which are some changes for the equipment.
Scientific payloads from the European Space Agency, the French Space Agency, and Italy, and a cube satellite co-developed by China and Pakistan aboard the Chang'e 6 probe. How do you think the Chang'e 6 will promote the global space collaboration and communities?
This time we have four international payloads aboard the probe. We're all very much looking forward to their explorations and new findings. I believe our lunar exploration project will welcome more partners, new teams to participate and achieve more results. We will continue to explore the moon and are busy preparing for the upcoming Chang'e 7 and Chang'e 8 missions. Any global friends who are interested in these lunar missions are all welcome to participate.
And here is what we can expect over the next months.
Right, and as the Chang'e 6 mission aims to sample retrieve from the far side of the moon, the probe will go through many stages before it brings home precious lunar soil.
The Chang'e 6 mission has some 11 flight stages. First, it is launched into orbit by the Long March 5 carrier rocket. Then it enters a rush to the moon process. When nearing the moon, it will pull the brake and enter the lunar orbit. That's called perilune braking process. Then the probe files in the lunar orbit. The lander and the ascender form a combination, and the orbiter and returner form another combination. The landing-ascending combination will touch down on the far side of the moon to carry out lunar sampling task, while the orbit-return combination will continue to fly. The sampling on the far side of the moon includes both drilling and surface sampling methods, and scientific exploration on the far side of the moon will also be carried out. After the sampling is completed, the ascender carrying the collected lunar soil will take off from the far side of the moon to dock with the orbit return combination. The moon samples will be handed over to the returner. When the orbit return combination comes near the Earth, the returning capsule will separate. In a hopping move, the returner will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and land in Shizuwangqi, Inner Mongolia.
We heard earlier about the French instrument, the DORN, D-O-R-N instrument. Well, here's a little bit more about that instrument now.
Well, the Chang'e 6 will carry equipment from France, Sweden, Italy, and Pakistan as part of China's international cooperation in space. A French instrument mounted on the lander will study the origin and dynamics of the lunar exosphere. CGTN's Natalie Carney talked to Pierre-Yves Meslin, a planetary scientist whose team invented the instrument.
For years, planetary scientist Pierre-Yves has been working on instruments destined for Mars. But the launch of China's Chang'e 6 spacecraft now puts him at the cutting edge of moon exploration. His invention, the detection of outgassing radon, or DORN, is set to become the first ever French instrument to be deployed to the surface of the moon.
The objective of the DORN experiment is to study both the origin and the dynamics of the lunar atmosphere, but also to study the physical and thermal properties of the lunar soil where those gases are produced.
To do this, Dorn will measure the radioactive gas radon, which is produced in lunar rocks and, when emitted, migrates to colder areas of the lunar environment.
If we understand better the migration of radon, we will be able to better understand also the migration of other volatile species, like, for instance, water, that can migrate to the cold polar regions and then form ices. That is a prime interest for the future Chang'e 7, Chang'e 8 missions and or emissions from other international agencies.
Romain Maton is the mechanical architect of the Dorn.
So here we have the 8 detectors which are shining. The radon is going to be captured by the detectors, 2 detectors forming a telescope. The front one will see the alpha particles coming from the radon. And the other one will be here to discriminate any other events which will be seen by the instrument.
The project team says time was the biggest challenge when it came to the Dorn's development.
The project started early 2020, so it was right before COVID time, and we delivered last summer. So overall, it was 3.5 years of development, which is something that is super short for us. So having an instrument that we develop and that is going to the far side of the moon, it's really exciting for us. We are going to be part of a mission that is that has a really technological fate. So it's a great honor to be part of it.
More than 20 French engineers worked closely with Chinese colleagues at China's Institute of Geology and Geophysics and the Chinese University of Geoscience in Beijing to make the project happen.
This is the first time that France and China are collaborating in the field of solar system exploration. First, they helped us interacting with the engineers from the spacecraft team at CAST. They also helped us negotiate the spacecraft resources that we needed for our instrument. And they also helped us a lot after we delivered the instrument to China last August. They helped us mount the instrument onto the spacecraft. I think we have established a relationship of trust and also friendship between the two sides.
Pierre Yves is now in China for the launch of the spacecraft and will stay there for a month to monitor the Dorn during its time on the far side of the moon. He'll collect its data and continue harnessing the benefits of international collaboration in discovering the wide, vast unknowns of outer space. Natalie Carney for CGTN, Toulouse, France.
And you can expect updates over the next months on the progress of the Chang'e 6 mission.
88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.